hands on and drop on the shelf. Logical cool advice gets you in a world. I know the things that you don't. You are a history. Chase that. Just give me something.
Sometimes when you want to stop.
so long. And I'm wondering if it's over.
Everything.
Play anything.
There's a few songs that I like to play solo covers, and we change it from night to night anyway. We don't do the same show every night. But this is one that I started playing on and off a couple of years ago when I was invited to take part with various other artists in a tribute concert and a benefit concert honoring Joni Mitchell. So I had to learn Joni Mitchell's song. And I always think if you're going to do a cover of someone else's song, I don't believe in the expression imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. I think that it's more flattering to actually kind of meet them halfway, contribute some of your own ideas to it. In other words, do it different. So I always try to change it up. And this is a kind of what if Joni Mitchell had been a piano player from New Orleans. This is Joni Mitchell meets Professor Longhair in a bar somewhere.
vote in support of the recent album. Fast forward. Well, I'm just going to do the title track of it in a solo arrangement. This is a song which is a reflection on the time that we're living in, which of course is impossible. You can't make sense of the present time because you're too close to it. You know, we can look back at the 1920s or 1950s or something and we think we've got it all figured out. Because that was when this happened, oh yes, and this led to that, and this was the so-and-so era, and so on. So I was thinking, what if you had a time machine? Instead of going back to the past, to some kind of golden age that you imagine or something, how about if you went way into the future so you could look back on the present? And it might make sense. So that's the general idea. There's quite a lot of ideas going on in this song. But this is, just for the moment, it's just me and a drum loop. Start my magic. Raising my hand. This is called Fast Forward.
Always the old guy
Star Trek universe, cause everything's allowed. The only place that's seriously strange to me is here, and the only time that's maddeningly mysterious is now. So I'm hitting fast forward. Come on, get on board. I'm going back to the age of gold or the age of sin. Fast forward till I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I suggested they should, we could change it to Sad Asshole, but they didn't think that. Just thought if it wasn't for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
much as I appreciate people liking my first album, much as I don't mind still playing songs from it, I'm not an oldies act, so now I'm working on new stuff, and if it's alright with you, I'm going to try out a completely new song. We're actually trying out a few new things on this tour, sort of breaking them in and seeing how they work. This next one I'm not sure if it's quite right yet, but we're going to give it a try. This is sort of a nostalgic song about my hometown, which is Portsmouth on the south coast of England. The last time I wrote a nostalgic song about Portsmouth was way back with Hometown, which was in 1986. So I figure it's okay to do this once every 30 years or so. And this is about a guy from my hometown, and it seems that most guys around my age group from my town are called Dave. Graham is one of the very few people from that area who's not called Dave. That's why I'm hired, actually. Anyway, this is called Dave. Yeah.
To tea and rashes for breakfast. Just a songs from what was going to be the New Orleans EP. Two songs that we like to do back to back, recorded in New Orleans with some amazing local musicians. And not that they're any better than these guys, actually. But the first one is called Keep On Dreaming. And the second one is partly inspired by my all-time musical hero, Ludwig van Beethoven. Believe it or not. And the first one's called Keep On Dreaming. Thanks a lot. Here we go.
Oh,
For sure.
Oh, well, tonight's set seems to be a little heavy on the New York songs from Fast Forward, but we're going to do another one, and it is a cover of, it's a little bit of New York nostalgia for me. Before I ever went to New York, I was a big fan of music that was happening in New York in the late 70s, and a little suspecting that I would be there myself a couple of years later with my first album released. So this kind of goes together. We're going to do our version of a song by a classic New York band called Television. And then we're going to go into a song from their first album. Okay. This is called See No Evil.
Nice.
Oh, it's a big show.
Yeah.
Thanks for being brilliant. We're going to do one more song.